Most dog owners would agree that their dog is their best friend. People love their dogs and treat them as another member of their family. There is one breed, however, that has a stigma attached to it, the pit bull. Our names are Lauren Kroc, Jake Schwartz, and Sarah Mangasser, and we are first-year students at Lafayette College in the dog course. For our audio essay, we interviewed Mike Butler, a professor in the biology department, about his own pet pit bull, Bronx.
We first asked Professor Butler about how he adopted Bronx.
So Bronx is a female pit bull. Got her in September 2007. We were living in Arizona at the time. So we got her from the Maricopa County Pound. In Maricopa County, they get 100 animals every day.
Is it a really large pound then?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Right.
It was a kill shelter.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Professor Butler then explained to us how, since this was during the housing crisis, dogs were being euthanized at a fast rate because the pound couldn't house all of them. People would drop off their dogs at these overcrowded shelters because they couldn't afford to live with or didn't have enough space for the dog.
I was there during one period when I was picking up my dog. Someone else was like, "Can you promise she'll find a good home?" And the pound was like, "No. You leave this dog here, she just goes into the system, and if she gets, she might be euthanized later today. This is your decision."
Professor Butler also suspects that Bronx was abused before she got to the shelter. It isn't rare for shelter dogs to have rough pasts, especially pit bulls, who are mainly used for dog fighting and other forms of animal abuse.
I'm highly confident she had abuse in her past, because the first time I took off my belt, just kind of like getting undressed at the end of the day, I took off my belt and she just plastered herself to the floor, like cringing, getting ready to get hit, kind of thing. I've had people who look at the pit bull and they'll be like, "Don't pits make the best pets ever?" And it's usually some other pit bull owner, and the answer is yeah, they are fantastic.
The name pit bull has a bad reputation that comes along with it. They tend to be the face of dog fights and therefore misbranded as vicious and dangerous dogs. Professor Butler, as the owner of a pit bull, has even experienced the breed prejudice himself. Technically, pit bulls aren't even a breed. Pit bull is a term used to describe many different types of terriers with a certain facial makeup. The biggest debate about pit bulls is whether it is nature or nurture that mainly composes their personalities.
But then I've also been walking my dog, and I was just walking and a woman was running in Arizona, and she just looked at my dog and literally started screaming and running away.
This breed prejudice extends further than just a woman jogging down the street. Not only are there closed-minded people to face, but laws in place against pit bulls. Often referred to as breed-specific legislation, these pit bull bans can be found all across the country. Apartment complexes, cities, and counties all around the country have laws prohibiting the ownership of pit bulls. These local laws not only feed into the prejudice against pit bulls when enforcing such laws, but they also instill fear into people.
This prejudice not only hurts the pit bull name, but even breaks up families, like in the case of Lennox, a pit bull owned by a family in Ireland. According to Irish breed ban, Lennox was a vicious pit bull, so he was taken from his owners to be sentenced to death. According to the officials who sanctioned Lennox's death, his breed's tendency to be unpredictable made him a threat to the community. When people heard of this, they were outraged and demanded justice for Lennox and his family. But despite their efforts, Lennox was put down.
According to the ASPCA, there is no evidence that breed-specific laws, which are costly and difficult to enforce, make communities safer for people or companion animals. Bronx, though considered a pit bull, does not fit the stereotype of the aggressive, bred-to-fight, hostile pit bull. However, Professor Butler still faces issues with people assuming Bronx is a stereotypical pit bull.
But I've had people come up and just like, I'll be walking in Bronx and they're like, "Those things are vicious." Okay? I have a 3 and 5-year-old who beg to differ.
According to Simon Rural in a National Geographic article, in the 1970s, there was a push to end illegal dogfighting, resulting in a media blitz of pit bull-looking dogs representing the movement. The movement had good intentions. However, they included facts about pit bulls that were counterproductive. For example, one of these facts was that pit bulls have 5,000 pounds of jaw pressure. This kind of information gave people the wrong idea about pit bulls. Now, when it comes to pit bulls, people no longer consider them dogs, but as aggressive and vicious things. People tend to demonize dogs such as pit bulls, and Bronx and Professor Butler have to face the consequences of such stereotypes. When we asked about the relationship between Bronx and Professor Butler, he only had good things to say.
Oh, great. Yeah. Like, we snuggle. And, like, yeah, she's snuggly and fun and incredibly just... It's kind of a weird way to describe it, but she just, like, takes it. But I've never seen her ever react in any way. She's always fantastic to humans.
Not only is Butler's relationship with Bronx great, but Bronx has no problems with other humans and generally gets along with every person she interacts with.
So if somebody knocks on the door, like there's a doorbell thing, she'll go and bark at the door. And then if we kind of open the door, she'll kind of like stare at the person. And as soon as I open the door, she's just wagging and trying to lick the person.
When it comes to other dogs, Bronx is cautious when she encounters a dog she's never met before. However, once she meets the dog and determines they are not a threat, she's good to go and can play with them. Professor Butler gives us an example of this behavior through an interaction between Bronx and another dog at puppy training class.
There's just one other dog in ours. And basically I was like, I told the other owner and the instructor, like, look, if you just let them meet, everything will be fine. And the instructor was like, oh, I don't know. And the owner was like, sure. And this like little white dog, Bronx ran over, sniffed, and there were never problems again. It was just like, that was her weirdness. Is she needed to meet the dog, see if it was a threat. And if it wasn't, she could play. And like, and from then on, it was kind of fine as long as it was just the two of them in the room.
Due to this wrongful stereotype of pit bulls created unintentionally 40 years ago, Professor Butler and Bronx face hurtful discrimination daily. Innocent dogs like Lennox face more dire consequences, such as euthanization. There are many groups and organizations out there working to end these stereotypes and the laws enacted because of them, such as the American Pit Bull Foundation. However, these kinds of stereotypes do not break easily, so it's up to future generations to come to end this discrimination against pit bulls. Hopefully, we will someday live in a world where a pit bull owner can proudly walk their dog without fear of retaliation by society.